final practice of minicamp was canceled because the players beat the coaches in a punt, pass, kick tournament. I'm Amy Wells, joined by Mike Keith. Mike, this was an exciting day. The players were very excited about practice being canceled, so now they can go and start their vacations. A lot of guys going to really cool places, but there are some guys who are sticking around St. Thomas Sports Park. Who are those guys?
Tajay Sharp rehabilitating a foot injury. Kevin Dodd continuing to rehab his foot. Sylvester Williams had an offseason ankle surgery. He's going to get some work around St. Thomas Sports Park. And coming off an Achilles surgery, Carl Klug continues to work hard, hopes to be ready to jump in at some point during training camp.
Kevin Dodd's a guy that everyone's looking forward to seeing in training camp. What are you hoping to see out of him when he reports back at the end of July?
A healthy number 93. And Coach Mike Mularkey, after practice today, gave his most positive review of where Dodd is health-wise. His hope is that if Kevin Dodd does not have a setback any time during June and July, that he'll be ready to go for the start of training camp. He is one of the key players for the Titans on defense because they need depth at outside linebacker, and they drafted Kevin Dodd in the second round a year ago to be an impact player. They hope he can start showing that in August.
So, guys, whether they're staying around St. Thomas Sports Park or going on vacation, they all have their iPads that have their playbooks on them, that have film on them. How important is that tool going to be throughout the rest of the offseason?
It's vital. It used to be, when we started this process 20 years ago, they would need to stay in their notebooks and not gain too much weight. Well, they stay in shape now. You don't have to worry much about guys gaining weight, but you want them to be ready to jump right back in when they arrive on July the 28th from a mental standpoint. They don't reinstall things. They don't have big reviews like they did in high school and college. Guys learn quickly that if you fall behind from a mental standpoint, you can lose a starting position, you can lose a roster spot. So while they're going to be taking trips, while they're going to be having fun, they have got to keep up with their playbook and their film via their iPads.
All right, the Titans are taking a little bit of a break, but they will still be working. We will also still be working right here at St. Thomas Sports Park. The Titans report back for training camp on July 28th. The first practice is on July 29th. For TitansOnline.com, he's Mike Keith. I'm Amy Wells, and this is Titans in 2.